this is the final poem. I have allergies, and I take a strong medication for it, and it dries out my throat. It's cracking. I'm sorry, I think I can make this. This feels like a long poem to me. It's really relatively short for what I do when I do a long poem. It's called The Red Fiddle in the Moon Parlor. It's for a student of mine who is sort of eccentric, perhaps psychotic. And I think that's why I liked him. I mean, I enjoyed the confusion, you know, deciding which it was. And he never made it easy for me. I was very fond of the man, in any event. It's called The Red Fiddle in the Moon Parlor. One. You remember the straw hat, melee filled with icy natal plums, as you sat on a low balcony in Nogales. Now you are driving the old truck out of Phoenix, and in just 10 minutes you'll be sitting on a stool in the open tin parlors milking cows. You're 17. You call yourself the Sonoran, and Melee will be 17 on Christmas Day. You both believe that she's pregnant. This dirt road runs along a dry wash, and out across the desert, the smoke trees puff up among the indigo agave scrub. She embarrassed you at dawn at that abandoned railway station in the Sierra Madres. The boarded windows with faded handbills and a single bell working out in the hills. An old toothless woman sat beside you on a bench. Her scarf had a dead locust on it, and Melee began to undress, covering her breasts with a sombrero she had made from the dry head of a sunflower. She dropped her skirt and stepped into a large rain barrel. She sank in the water with just her yellow curls, like fallen aspen leaves on the surface. Two. 2 hours of daylight left, and then 12 hours of night. For 14 hours, you will sit on the milking stool and tug at your lovely cows that listen through the night, while you recite to them 2 pages of Chekhov you've translated. You ask them if this time you've got it just right. Their tits are peach-colored, rough, like garnet sheets. Melee was put on a bus for Oregon, and after a month, she still doesn't write. 111 cows on a desert farm. Your thumb over your little finger, both under the palm, and the 3 remaining fingers are, you say, a rusty trident drawing down, stretching the tits, the yellow milk filling the pails until dawn. Under the black sky with its patch of stars, you've named the cows Swan, Charles's Wain, Orion, Mons. You tell these girls that soon they can eat the blossoming lupin, phlox, and the willow orchids by the artesian pond. To other workers, outside the open barn, are playing ball with a coyote melon, and they laugh at you. Your long hair, thick glasses, the barba negra, and your poems. You drink tequila in the raw milk to keep going. You say you can ignore the black widow spider who nests in the corner of the barn. Beside the bales, you've named her Obsidian. The red fiddle on her stomach, you tell her, is worthy of Chagall. This is 3. When it rains at night, into the open barn beside the palms, you sing in a canvas poncho to your cows. Melee's name you've changed to Verbena. Not a word from Verbena in 2 months. You've said that you were going back to the Sierra Madres. to find an old woman with a pearl-white insect on her scarf, to ask her what she remembered of Mallet's bath. Could she describe the girl's shoulders, her legs? Was there a moon? Was the girl's name known to anyone? Did the dish run away with the spoon? You laugh. Again you change Verbena's name, this time to Sinitsa, but then back to Verbena. She's finally wrote from Portland, saying you were the father of a little girl. She asks, would you like to name her? You settle on Beth, just Beth. You said once the boss at the farm took a photo of Mallet and you in the barn. You saw it and said, virgin with child, a manger in the desert, Bethlehem, Beth. I preferred Delia. You laughed. And now you're gone. Your cows must be giving vinegar. The old truck you probably abandoned somewhere in the Dakotas. You might have gone to Oregon or Canada. You said that one day you would turn up missing. Not to worry. You're probably a dishwasher, the dish and the spoon, or a cold night with stars walking back to your room must remind you of you, your girls in their barn. I remember you sitting on the milking stool, the broken laces of your shoes, and how you had put a little salt on your tongue, swallowing tequila, and then grinning, sucked straight from the tit of Orion or Swan. You said, only a king may kill a king. Mallet wrote, I opened her letter in the evening. She said you lived together for 3 weeks. The only work you found was in a slaughterhouse, and you were still naming animals. You walked them from the trains under the stars, and into a room with chutes, that your name was now Joe, just Joe. That you accused Mallet of being unfaithful, that you stopped naming animals. You couldn't eat. You were certain the government was grinding cattle bones into our milk. You left her a note. I'm going to another country. You went to Canada, climbed stairs to the roof of a tall building. Mallet said you would drink her breast milk, that each evening you brought the baby a balloon. She said, I'm sorry, but in Canada, under a clear night sky, Joe heard a little dog laugh. Joe jumped off the moon. Thank you.